I'm here with Joe Hannell, a reporter for the Durango Herald, and Tim Hoover with the Denver Post. I know for several weeks we've been covering budget negotiations, and there's always some tense moments, but on the House floor, this budget overwhelmingly passed. In fact, there was only one no vote. Tim, you've covered this for several years. Have you ever seen such a popular budget?
No, I've never seen a vote anywhere close to that. In fact, people made a big deal out of the vote last year, which was, I think, 54 to 10 or something like that, only because so many Republicans had voted for the budget. They were in control last year, and they're in control this year. I think a lot of what it shows is that so much of the controversy had been put to bed earlier in the session. We just don't have these huge fights over great, enormous portions of the budget, like the homestead exemption, the $100 million senior property tax break that everyone assumed was going to be the major flashpoint of the session. And when the March forecast showed there was more money, that they had enough to fund it, suddenly there was no fight.
And Joe, it seems like there was just enough additional money in the budget to squash some of these fights, but not too much extra money that they had a big surplus to then grapple over all of that.
That's it exactly, Benta. It was just in this magical little zone that everybody gets taken care of. This session started out with Democrats saying, we're going to protect schools, and Republicans saying, yeah, we like schools, but we're also going to make sure senior citizens get this $100 million tax break. In the end, there was just enough money to take care of all of that, a few million dollars here and there to spread around to a few other pet projects of certain lawmakers, and that was it. If there had been an extra $300 million or half a billion or something like that, then there would have been this lobbying feeding frenzy here, as everybody that's been starved for money the last 4 years just tried to jump in and get everything they've been missing for a long time. There was just a perfect amount of money, and you saw that reflected in the vote for the budget. Everybody felt great about it. And then next year we'll see what happens with recovery.
Next year we'll also have to take note because there is an election and the balance of power could shift in one of the chambers or both. Parties could pick up wider majorities. As we have mentioned, Republicans have a majority in the House, but only by one seat, so that could influence things. Tim, the budget will be heard in the Senate. Do you think we're going to see the widespread support there as well?
You know, I don't think we'll see quite as near unanimous vote as in the House. But on the other hand, I don't know that we're going to see these huge fights either over particular portions of the budget. There will be particular pet programs that lawmakers from one or both parties want funded, but I think you're unlikely to see a huge slugfest like we've seen in prior years over the budget.
You know, Ben, to what you just said about the election coming up, that's another big influence on this. I think everybody wants to declare victory, get out of here, get out on the campaign trail. You saw the House Republicans especially very intent on saying, this budget is a win for all of Colorado, and we cooperated with Democrats to make this happen, and Democrats tried to mess it up at the same time, but we won. Then you saw Democrats saying, we could have made this budget a lot better, but the Republicans blocked us. That's going to be their theme on the campaign trail. Republicans on the trail are going to be saying, we protected seniors, we protected schools. Life in Colorado is better with us in charge. Everybody wants the budget to be done so they can spend the next several months touting what they did for it.
And this is the last big thing that's going to happen during the session. They are required to pass a balanced budget under the state constitution. Do either of you think there will be some late controversial bills that are introduced, or do you think they're just going to try to wrap up this and get out early?
I don't think they're going to get out early. They always threaten to do that and never do. But there will be some late controversial bills. There always are. I think we're unlikely to see these staggeringly huge fights toward the end of the session, just because it is an election year. I don't think a lot of people want to, you know, spend a great deal of time or risk a special session, anything like that. But yeah, we're going to see some late bills.
Okay, thanks. That was Tim Hoover with the Denver Post and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.